I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hi, so thank you for joining your girl. I am not my 9 to 5, and welcome back again to another episode of the What? The Daily Check-In, where I keep it really real and I just speak my mind, so everything is pretty much unfiltered. There's no limits to what it is that I'm going to say. I'm just going to speak as is, and I don't like to edit this show because I like to keep it all the way real, all the way 100, right? So I want to kind of focus on the L word. You guys might be thinking, L word, what exactly am I talking about? There's so many letters, there's so many words that start with the letter L. I'm going to get right into it, but I do want to tell you guys, first of all, if you're not already following your girl, please make sure to do so on Instagram using the handle IAmNotMy9to5, as well as on Twitter using the handle IAmNotMy9to5. My Twitter game is not that great, guys. I am working on it, so I would really appreciate if you guys go and check me out and hit the follow button to get your girl noticed. You know, I do want to be reachable to as much people as possible, so I do tend to tweet certain ideas and how I'm feeling pertaining to certain things that I feel that you guys can actually see value in and help motivate you and carry on through your day, as well as on the gram. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, like I said, please go and follow me using the handle IAmNotMy9to5 if you're already doing the damn thing. Thank you. Okay. While you're at it, make sure to screenshot this specific episode, that's right, this specific episode, and share it on your Insta story, share it on your Facebook stories, just share it with someone, a friend, tell somebody about your girl, okay? All right, enough blabbing and all that stuff. Let me get right into the meat and potatoes. So today was an okay day for me to keep it all the way 100. It had a little bit of its ups and downs. I did go to work today, and one of the things that really stood out to me was the L word that I was referring to a little while ago, which is leadership. So for those of you that already figured it out before I got to this specific point, kudos to you. For those of you that were kind of figuring it out, I wasn't quite sure where I was going with all this, that's what I'm talking about, okay? So the L word, leadership. And the reason why I want to talk about that, because it's one of those words that we hear constantly all the time, probably from since we were like yay high, like kids, you know, from elementary school to junior high school, college, university, like some point in your life, I'm pretty sure without a shadow of a doubt you heard this word leadership, right? And the reason why I want to talk about it, because a long story short, I just want to basically tell you guys, if you do see someone doing something that represents a leadership type of initiative, let them know, you know, because I'm pretty sure it was hard for them to act on that in order to present that leadership character. And that's exactly what I did. So what I'm actually telling you guys is exactly what I did to another individual. So to give you guys the details, at work yesterday, it was basically like a regular day. And the department that I'm in is kind of broken up into different groups, and each group has their own manager. So long story short, one of the groups are kind of falling short on their production numbers. And rather than the manager being like pointing your fingers, you know, pick up your weight, which I'm pretty sure is something that she did, rather than her just like pointing the finger and just saying, hey guys, you know, like just keep it going, try to do your best, da da da, all that extra stuff that we know to be as far as motivating and coaching and just trying to uplift you to get the job done, she literally took the initiative role as a leader and got on the phones and helped her team out. And I was just blown away. So something so little and so simple, for some people might be like, okay, yeah, what is the big deal? But for me, looking at things on a larger scale, and for me, coming from a manager background where I used to be a manager for about 2 years, as well as a team leader, like, that is like a kudos to you. So a lot of people will kind of let their ego come into play and would kind of just let their team fall through the cracks and just call it a day. But this young lady didn't do that. You know, she literally took the initiative to be like, no, I'm going to jump on the phone. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to help my team get to where they want to be, or where they need to be, as a matter of fact. And I was just like blown away, because again, like I said, other people, other managers, other individuals will not necessarily do that, pick up the slack for their team, which is something that you should be doing, in my opinion, as far as an overall perspective, right? So I heard this yesterday and I was just like blown away. And then I came to work today and I'm just like, you know what? Part of me really wants to go to work, to approach her and tell her, you know, that was something really good that you did. I'm pretty sure like your team respects that, and kudos to you, like a job well done, you know. And then I kind of felt a little bit uncomfortable because she's not my manager directly, but I do see her in passing, and I kind of let my insecurity as far as being vulnerable to deliver that message take over. And I was just like, no, like, don't do that, don't do that. Long story short, I kind of talked myself out of it, which wasn't cool. And da-ding, the way the universe works, come through God, yes, on time, always. I happened to be in the washroom during the lunch hour, and guess who pops out of the washroom stall? The manager. So God was like, are you going to just sleep and not do the job at hand, or are you going to say something? Literally, that's how I felt in that moment. I felt like he was just telling me, like, girl, she's right here. I've literally brought her to you. You don't even have to do the work to approach her. Like, I just brought her towards you. Now, tell her what you need to tell her. Like, just get it over and done with. Literally, like, that's the conversations I'm having in my head, guys. No kidding. So she is basically coming towards the sink and washing her hands. I'm literally playing it out in my head, like, what I'm going to say. And I'm like, this is not so serious. I'm making it into something that's not even that serious. And the words just came out flying through my mouth. And I told her, hey, by the way, you know, I heard what happened yesterday where your team wasn't doing that well, and you literally took the initiative as far as that leadership role to jump in, dive in, and like basically swim with the team. You know, you didn't leave them to just like sink and fall. And I'm like, that was really good on your part, to showing that work ethic, to showing that leadership initiative, to show your team that you really back them up. And she was like, thank you, you know, I really appreciate that. And I could just see like this sense of happiness that just like lifted up her whole spirit, you know. And then ironically, beside her was another young lady that was washing her hands as well. And she's like, yeah, that's so true, you know. I'm actually on her team. And she's like, I went home yesterday feeling so horrible to know that she actually jumped in and was trying to help us, and I didn't even contribute to that. I didn't even contribute to those numbers. And none of that was even going to be discussed if I didn't open my mouth to have that conversation, for that young lady to intervene and say, hey, you know, by the way, I did see what you did, and it really stuck with me all night yesterday when I went home that I felt horrible about it. And then after I vocalized my opinion on her taking that leadership role, that other young lady basically told her, like, that was something really good that you did for the team that I really do appreciate. And I was like, look at you, God, come through. Like, I had to say something for another person to speak up, and for the manager to even recognize this was all going on, and to make her even feel good and happy that she did her job. Like, yes, God, come through, you know. So I, long story short, guys, I want to basically get back to what I want to say. But I feel like with that little lesson alone, that God is literally pushing us. So God, the universe, whatever you choose to call the divine, is pushing you at all times to take that leadership role, to speak up, to follow your dreams, to have a voice, to fulfill that burning desire that you have within you, that you keep shutting down, that you keep turning the page towards and trying to go past it and go underneath it and go to the left of it and dodge to the right. Like, just speak up and take that leadership role on your life. Take that leadership role on your dreams. Like, there's no more playing around. That's what I want to say. So for me also, I had to get uncomfortable to speak up, to tell this young lady that she did an amazing job in taking that leadership role and backing her team up, which also helped another individual in her team speak up on that too, acknowledging her for doing so. And it was a win-win for everybody. So I say all this to say, guys, let's make a move and take that leadership role on our life, on our dreams, to just be obedient to the task at hand, to just be obedient to what it is that you want to do, and just to release all the judgment that you put on yourself on a daily basis. Okay, just do you, bro. Just do you all day long. So thank you so much for listening, guys. I am out. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9 to 5, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Bye.